Psalm 117, Preface. The Gentiles, our forefathers, sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, dead in trespasses and sins, walking in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and children of wrath who belonged not to the fold of Christ. But our Lord Jesus Christ has brought us, their children, into his fold, granting us to sit in the kingdom of God with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and has made us partakers of his grace, fellow citizens with the saints. We who were a wild tree are grafted into Christ, the sweet olive which the Father in heaven planted into the world that we should live in him. Yea, God has taken the kingdom from the Jews and has given it to the Gentiles, and has made us fellow heirs and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:6. For this, his loving kindness, we should give thanks to God every day of our lives with hearts and hands and voices, as the scriptures say, that the Gentiles should glorify God for his mercy. The same we are called on to do in the 117th Psalm. The Gentiles to praise God in the kingdom of Christ. O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. This shortest of all the Psalms is a prophecy of Christ's kingdom, which was to be spread among all nations, and in which rules grace and truth, that is, the forgiveness of sin and eternal life, a grace and truth affording comfort against sin, death, and hell. This kingdom of Jesus Christ is not of this world, and does not give earthly treasures. It is a spiritual and everlasting kingdom, bringing heavenly and abiding treasures. Neither is it a kingdom of works and human merit, but in it all is grace, because in it sinners are justified freely by grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3, verse 24. In this kingdom there is no boast of worth, but the citizens look alone for mercy. Hence, the worship in this kingdom is giving glory to God, praising his grace, and magnifying his holy name, as this psalm charges and as the following psalm begins with the words, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Prayer. Honor and praise do we of the Gentile nations ascribe unto thee, O Lord, for thy mercy, because thou hast called us into the kingdom of thy dear Son. Grant thy grace and truth to abide with us and to guide us through the valley of death into thine everlasting kingdom of heavenly glory, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.